Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
All right, people, welcome to the Ambition Over Fear podcast. Today we got our boy Playboy Keith in the building, and he definitely has an epic story to share today. We're excited to have him on and looking forward to hearing his story, learning about his business moves, and most importantly, you know, just the ability to talk to the next potential big thing in music and entertainment. So it's always a pleasure. So we are waiting for him to join. He will be here shortly. So in the meantime, everybody sit back and chill, relax. We're going to have him on the line shortly. Playboy Keith is in the building, people. Welcome him to the Ambition Over Fear podcast, now powered by Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn.com, and Google Podcasts. Playboy Keith, welcome to the Ambition Over Fear podcast, my brother.
What's the deal?
Speak up a little bit, man. Definitely.
What's the deal?
Cool. Well, listen, I want to jump right into it. We have a short window to give people a lot of information about you and what you represent. So let everybody know your artist name and what city and state that you rep.
Playboy Keith, Port Huron, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan.
Let me ask you this. When you are performing, microphone is in your hand, crowd going crazy, you're looking out on there. How does that moment make you feel? Like, explain that moment when you're performing.
In reality, my heart be racing. I be happy as hell, just jumping. And I feel like I accomplished something. And it just makes me want to push farther and farther and reach my goals continuously.
Mm-hmm. When you think about the odds of making it versus the odds of not making it, I mean, it's crazy. Like, 99% of people fail. They never make it to that level of where they need to be at in this game. So here's the thing I'm asking you. Out of all the jobs you can do in the world, why in the world would you decide to do this of anything? Like, why this?
Because when I was younger, every time I, like, had depression or just was mentally unstable, I would just go to my notes or notebook, start writing. Then I started hanging out with people who, like, felt my pain or felt the hype. Like, a lot of people feel what you be talking about when you get on that mic or anything, that track, that mic. People gonna feel you.
Definitely. And people feel you because you sharing your story. Let me ask you this. When you think about your journey, your pain, how has your pain helped you to create music? Because we all have things we deal with and all this and that, but how have you taken your pain and then converted it into, you know, what it is, I mean, into your lyrics, into your poetry?
Like, instead of me taking my pain out on other people, I would just go read a book, learn new words, and just start writing. I try to change my vibe. And, like, when I write, I be happy. Like, my happiest moment is writing a song.
Why is your happiest moment writing a record?
Because music is, I don't know, it's just my way of speaking. I love music with a passion.
Definitely. I want to go into this part here. How do you spell your artist name on Spotify and Apple Music and stuff like that?
PLAYBOYKEASE.
Say it one more time.
PLAYBOYKEASE.
All right. So when people go to Spotify or Apple Music or Tidal or whatever they may have, and they plug in your name, and that's they're going to come up to your music profile. Talk about two of the records on your profile that they should pay attention to. Give us the name of those records and the meaning behind those records.
Feezy and Summer Vibes. Feezy, honestly, I had a lot on my mind, and my girl was irritating me, so I just started thinking about, like, when I be buying her shit and, like, how I be feeling, like, when I buy her stuff. And then Summer Vibes, story behind that is I like to have, like, fun in the summer, like every other teenager. Once you hear that song, it's giving off, like, the summer vibes, like the cool breeze, the beach time, the partying, all that.
I want to go into this part here. Through everything that you've done in music so far, what has been the most difficult thing you've had to deal with as a musician so far in this game?
Going from singing to rapping, because a few months ago, I got hit in the throat at one of my basketball games, and it fractured my Adam's apple and broke my voice box. So I haven't been able to sing since then. That's the hardest.
Right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's like the biggest thing to me, like getting my voice back.
Let me ask you this. You are 100% independent, right? You're not signed to a label, correct? Okay, you finance your own career, correct?
Yeah.
Right. So as far as being CEO of your own label, running your own team, what is the most challenging part of doing that?
Sometimes happen because, like, friends that you've known of for years, because of they either hating or they try to snake you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just try to, keep a lot of people that I know, I know my boy that's with me right now, I've known him for almost 11 years. And it's a part of my team. Like, I only like people that I've known for years, because new motherfuckers, I ain't with it.
Let me ask you this right here. When it comes to what it is, when it comes to what you're going to do in 2020, what are you going to do in 2020 differently than in 2019 to make this year bigger and better for what you got going on?
Definitely expose myself to different, like, cities and states, because of, I really want everybody to hear my music, because I feel like there's a lot of teens that'll feel it. Even I know some older people. Like, I got some music on YouTube that people never even heard. Like, probably only like 100 people heard. But then if you go on my SoundCloud, it's thousands of people listening. So I'm gonna try to, like, I want to start doing like little events, and where I'm from, charging a couple dollars to get in, probably even free, honestly.
Yeah.
And I'll pay for it and start performing and get like a bunch of artists to like try to come together. We just perform, party on me, just to get my music out there more so people can hear it. Because I know people will come from different cities to party if I throw one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. What's one thing about you personally that people like or they gravitate to? What's one of the characteristics about you that people like?
Me being goofy. I'm too goofy.
Say it one more time. It's hard to hear you. You're kind of moving around in the back.
Me being goofy. Because
let me go into this. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Growing up, like, my brothers, they like 7 and 12 years older than me, so like they was always goofy, joking around, so I just kind of like hooked on to that, being goofy, making everybody laugh and smile.
Got you on that.
Wait, what'd you say?
No, I said I definitely hear you on that. What's your Instagram handle so people can follow you on Instagram? Say it loud, say it slow, and say it twice for me.
Playboy Keys. Playboy Keys.
Say it one more time, a little bit louder, and can you say it a little slower?
Playboy Keys.
So your Instagram handle is PLAYBOY. KEASE. That's your at handle?
Yes.
Awesome, people. So you know where to follow him at there. Again, he is on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, all streaming platforms. His name is the same way, PLAYBOYKEASE. You can research him on those platforms as well. That will be there. But most importantly, reach out to him on IG. Dude is real, down to earth, got a lot of heat coming. Independent artist running his own label, doing his thing. Playboy Keys, what have you enjoyed the most about being on the Ambition Over Fear podcast today?
It's an honor. First time I've ever done it. I was low-key nervous, not going to lie.
Ain't no problem, man. No problem at all, man. But listen, man, we look forward to talking with you further, even partnering with you on a 30-day partnership, man, to really get things cracking and moving, all right? So I'm going to talk to you in a minute, and we definitely look forward to chopping it up with you, all right? Thank you so much for being on the Ambition Over Fear podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, let's get it, man. Peace.